Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Haru playing Teluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
With special guest!
Hey, everybody.
It's Eric.
I'm Eric.
Cosmo!
He's
back.
He's Eric.
I'm Eric today. I'm only Eric today.
Man.
You like that deal?
I did not.
Some great negotiation going on.
God damn. I really wanted to fuck
you guys up. Teluga's back in his element. He's feeling himself
again. I had really designed this to just be like an absurdly difficult spider fight.
Did you think we were going to fight and I wasn't going to haggle?
I thought that I was going to, once I said that what she wanted was the Ebon Den, I was going to hardball you guys wicked hard. And then I figured if I kept threatening to eat your entire family with spiders, because she would have been able to control
all the spiders. At this point in time, Teluga don't care. Teluga don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it would have basically been, she would have turned all the spiders in Sobeldrip against the people if this had gone poorly. So the game would have been if you could basically defeat her and steal her crown. You could have stopped it from happening. But
actually,
we had a little plan going.
Well, yeah.
What?
So yeah, what was his, the other team's plan here?
If Teluga has failed. If that failed, he was going to whip out the
Medusa, your
the
ass.
Medusa head. Because she has disadvantage on
wisdom
saves.
Oh my gosh.
She might have been petrified. So
snatchy, sleight of hand the ground.
It would have been one of those things where you do that. I could have just shot her, blew her to pieces, and then crown.
Yeah. So the way this fight would have worked if this negotiation had gone completely south, I would have basically just tried to cover Theo in spiders as much as possible. I would have just been really trying to make you have such a bad arachnophobic time.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of those like little jaunty ethereal spiders for you in particular.
So just to teleport away from me, like the fuck you are.
Well, that would have been like, you would have been the only one that could see where they are. Oh. So you could have attacked them, but no one else really would have been able to.
You really hate teleporting stuff.
God, I hate teleporting things. I had this drow and arachnomancer stat block that I beefed up to all hell for Lola. Would have been so fun.
You said
you didn't think I was going to make a successful deal, Ryan?
No.
200 HP.
Especially with Teluga and his I don't give a fuck state.
1.5 rounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had, it would have been 25 D8 plus 50 hit points, so I maxed it because you guys have just been putting out so much damage lately.
What?
So she would have had basically It would have been 162 regular hit points and 88 temp. That I would have basically played with.
I mean,
that would have been two.
So how many episodes of combat were you trying to
this would have been that? Like, the next episode would have been like an hour and a half long combat, essentially.
And now that's just out the window.
Yep, yep. Which is why I got to go home and rewrite what
you're
the
welcome,
fuck
brother.
Next episode's going to be.
I can't believe you thought I would fail.
Well, you guys, honestly, for a second, because we were toying with the idea of having Eric pop in for one episode, and I did get a little nervous because I was like, fuck, his charisma's mad high, and that's what this challenge is going to be.
Yeah, I really, really got lucky on that.
Honestly,
if
you hadn't asked for like some kind of flavor packet from Sam offhandedly, I wouldn't have given you the dumb dust. It was like, that was never going to be a part of this.
Thank God I did.
Yeah.
Because now we got the poison monster, baby. You figured out I told you my big plan.
Got to get that slow release, though.
Good call on the
food taster.
On the food taster, because I totally forgot about that. So that was, yeah.
There also would have been an element of you could have tried to convince Phaedra to turn on the Drow Queen, basically.
And just make her the new Drow Queen.
Yeah, because she had like such good relationship with you. I would have given you an opportunity to try to sway her to betray Lola.
Basically. Oh, and then I would have had a demon queen.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I made you guys bring Luga here because I was going to turn Luga on the party.
You wouldn't.
I can control spiders. So I was going to have you have to basically fight off your own daughter.
I should have negotiated Luga's freedom.
Yeah. So there was like a lot of things would have gone so bad. But
you just say it and then.
Yeah. It really fucked me. So here we are.
I mean, we shook on it. She can't go back on that.
Oh yeah, definitely. No one's ever.
She didn't cross any of her fingers.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Once I become a full-on god, we can fix all this stuff.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Great contingency plan.
I put in her mind.
Yeah, once I'm omnipotent, this won't be a problem at all.
Listen, I put in her mind like a long-term, slow-burning empire where she doesn't tyrannically rule.
I'll have a gun that can shoot from the ethereal plane into this world. All right? I'll do that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because I was like, this lady does not give a fuck about Krizik at all, really. It's like just... She's of the opinion that if we don't get rid of the Red Prince, like Armageddon's coming, and she doesn't want to like rule over nothing. So
yeah. And see, the funny thing is, Krizik is our main problem. Strife, for me, I'm like, I'll get to him after Krizik.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Strife didn't come and take out our town.
Yep.
If he did, then he'd be number one, but
exactly.
He didn't.
Yeah. I think this is like kind of a weird campaign because there's like big villains that all have very different goals right now. And it's like interesting because like Krizik is like almost the lesser of most of these evils, but because you guys have such a personal hatred for those Stormcallers, it's like...
Well, isn't that like how the show was sort of framed? Like,
yeah,
this is happening in the world of bigger heroes events, and you three are just...
Yeah, we're the idiots.
Fumbling toward it, yeah.
What is the real hero going to come along and stop you guys?
That's what
we may run into a more competent adventurer at some point.
Nonsense. We are the competent ones.
That would be hilarious if this is all like meta leading up to like you guys being the villain of another campaign.
Like, this is well, I mean, church. Like, how easy is it for Krizik to do propaganda against them? It's like, the shadow gunsmith from the south riding the spider army are here to rip us all apart.
They're here to save us.
In no world.
I couldn't be more encouraged by the sight of this.
Is that nearly 500 horse-sized spiders? Are those piranha men riding them?
To help.
The least trustworthy crusade.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you guys look insane. You guys look so crazy. And like Krizik is like humans and dwarves and dragon men. They're like very classic races. And it's like, the goo is coming and it's mad. It's like,
the goo is coming.
We got dwarves in there.
You got, no, honestly, you guys have a pretty good contingency of dwarves.
And now some drow.
Yeah.
Oh, the underground elves that everyone's afraid of?
Yeah.
Demons?
Yeah. Yeah, I...
And we got a man to lead it all.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just a guy.
That's how you know
for
we're
now.
Good.
Until he's
our
a
leader's
god.
Just
until
a guy.
Until he's a god. Yeah, right now, I'm just a demigod.
The Forgotten Realms drow city is called Manzo Baranzen. Which is such a mouthful. I was like, I'm going to chop that down. We'll make it Manzo Mira. It's a
little yeah, when you said that, I was about to be like, isn't it Manzo Baranzen? But yeah. I was like, I'm going to let him.
Nah, a little remix there.
Yeah.
Most of the shit here. Yeah, because it's tough because, like, I do love, like, drow cities. And most of the Forgotten Realms campaigns, like, have pretty sick drow, like, campaigns you can do. And it's just like, we already did a whole Underdark arc, you know,
yeah.
Eric was here, you know, so it's like, I don't want to do too much stuff, but you do have kind of like, there's a lot of drama going on underneath the ground and above it. So you're going to kind of be going back and forth a little bit in this game.
I was just waiting for the fucking purple worm to show up.
Purple worm?
That's some Underdark bullshit.
It is. It's so strong, too.
So strong.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get Lisan Al-Ghaib to ride the worm into bed.
There we go.
Ryan likes Doom enough to let one of us worm ride.
I really do. There will be worm riding in this campaign.
Taluga
in a
one-shot,
you gave me the
Taluga
worm.
Taluga Al-Ghaib. Taluga Al-Ghaib.
Taluga Al-Ghaib.
So what's...
he's like, just dancing around in the sand.
I took notes, but who's the character with the lisp?
Oh, that is...
Lorenz.
That's Lorenz.
Yeah, he's a...
Ryan's cat.
Yeah. He's a tabaxi necromancer.
Yeah.
Necromancy!
I like the idea of like...
Great. That was amazing.
He casts it.
Yeah, he has to yell the school of magic when he does it. Yeah, I like the idea of like cats like playing with dead stuff. So I pictured him. I was yeah, that makes perfect sense for necromancy that wizards.
He's such a cunt.
Yeah, I just like that, like, you have like this affinity for making your characters like Eastern European.
Yeah.
And you just gave that one a lisp.
Yeah, that's all I did. It's Reggie's voice with a lisp.
Yeah,
that's basically all it is.
It is great. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I think we're finally getting the point where I'm running out of accents.
Well, that's what the
you gotta
whole,
circle back around.
Yeah,
that's or
the gibberish has been.
Yeah,
right? Listen to Situational Awareness episode really 59.
That really wore me down.
So dumb.
Sound it out.
Zom fucking took me out. That whole debacle, and then like finally, like you don't even know what your Zom is. Yeah, what's my Zom? Asking Ryan, why would Ryan know?
I don't know. Make it up as I go along half the time here.
It's him playing goo again.
Yeah.
I play goo.
It makes sense and it worked.
Man, I was really gonna rock you dudes
not
in this
even
fight.
Like rule of cool. It's rule.
I can't believe you doubted my abilities to negotiate out of all this.
I mean, that was just a tough one. She had a pretty good bonus to wisdom.
I was terrible. I had a flat zero, and I was really relying on guidance.
There was
in
a lot of
rolls.
Fucking razor's edge decisions there.
Yeah, because like if like some like the disadvantage really fucked me up because without disadvantage, I would have had a 17, an 18. A 13 was one of them. Like a 19. Like I had like a lot.
Yeah, we would have actually fought them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never doubted myself.
I'm glad we didn't fight them because I'm like half age baby.
Yeah, you got beat up by me.
Did you just come off of a fight?
Kind of a fight.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Something that probably shouldn't have been a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because someone wanted to play molestation.
I really
is
hope
it
no
water on the knee? Molestation.
Molestation is... never been two things that have been put together.
I really hope no one just clicks on this YouTube video with no context and like, wait, what happened to last episode?
It will
check
happen.
This podcast out.
That's the wrong clientele.
I have a question.
That will happen, sure. Mm-hmm.
Is there a way I could forge that orb of light into a trident of my own? Or is the idea that I hunt down this legendary trident?
I would like you to hunt down a legendary weapon. I feel like that's very D&D.
So,
I mean, if you want to use that little orb, we can come up with something fun for the light orb.
I'm just trying to think of what to do with it. The only thing I imagine right now is just slamming it into my forehead. I don't know why that's the first thing I'm going
to. Maybe when you get the hat, you can attach it to the front of the hat. He's like a little, like a
conway. The hat is 10 feet tall.
Yeah, so just be in the front of the hat.
What if it explodes?
You'll lose it.
No, I'm not going to lose that orb.
Okay.
How many other potential explosives do you have just living inside you right now?
Just the one grenade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I so graciously gave all my grenades to Toluga to
I'm sorry.
To blow up a bone wave.
You got hit by one attack and immediately forked over your grenades like some type of chicken.
I believe there was an extreme amount of begging for the grenades.
Yeah, there was. And you said no. And then I'm like, all right. And then you got tapped once and you cried to daddy about giving him grenades.
I wouldn't have to give up my grenades if you didn't befriend diseased crabs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't betray my father by befriending Borp and Borf.
Borp!
I'm so mad at him.
You have to understand how insane this sounds to me right now.
Is totally made up slight against him.
It sounds insane.
It's not made up. You were against
him. I said, I think he has a point. That was it. I've been on the outs ever since.
I like to think that you got hit and the grenades flew out of you like Sonic the Hedgehog.
When we fought the Mind Flayer bounty hunter, he has a magnet. Yeah. And all the grenades got sucked to the magnet.
I still can't believe I didn't blow up. But yeah, I mean,
punch the shit out.
Yeah, they had so many grenades, and then they tied them all together and hucked them like a nuke at a tsunami. So that's gone.
Bone wave.
Yeah, the bone wave.
Oh, right, the bone wave.
Remember, ride the bone wave.
Yes, I do remember ride the bone wave. It was like my best bit.
Yeah, fuck that bone wave.
We blew up the bone wave. So
the blower of bones.
Yeah,
man. It's like
that's one of my names now. The blower of bones.
The mover of bowels is me.
Scripture.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like so frustrating when you're a DM and you plan like a big encounter and then you just have to like look at your map that's never going to be used. Like, man, this would have been
so sad.
Cool.
Is it?
Pretty rad looking. It's like,
listen, I've made a hell of a deal.
A great feature. This would have been really fun to see.
I negotiated my ass off, all right? Yep,
really, you did. That guy was going to be awesome.
Yeah. Let's look at all these abilities that will never see the light
it's
of day.
Fucking Hans Molman holding the flaming arrow, shaking.
Look at this phase spider. This would have been so fun. Yeah. Ethereal jaunt.
Listen, I didn't
want to
kill those guys.
I hate those spiders.
Yeah,
I think we fought one once.
Against him, and they're awful.
Yeah, it's a bonus action. I could have magically shifted from the material plane to the ethereal plane or vice versa. But
I would have been able to punch him, though.
Not anymore. Man, so many cool things. Let's check out all these stat blocks we'll never see.
Yeah, phase spiders are no fun.
No, it's fine.
They don't
Didn't we fight
fun.
One in like that Viking thing?
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck
yes.
That guy.
I know. I have like a lot of, I do have a shit ton of spider stat blocks, actually.
Yeah. Which is one of the reasons why I decided to have Theo have arachnophobia, because I knew he was going to throw spiders in.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I was going to cast Insect Plague on Theo. He would have hated that. That would have been so fun.
Hopefully I didn't step on your toes there, bleebs, when I was negotiating.
I mean, that's kind of your gig, really. Yeah.
Again, anytime I can just give you the reins to make all those decisions, I'm happy. Because as Theo's like, I don't want to deal with any of that. I just want to go kill a bunch of people and liberate everything.
Yeah. Well, now that you're dealing with my stressors.
Yeah, it's less, I don't even want to deal with anything now. I'm like, oh God, this is what he's been dealing with. No, thank you.
He took the time to be like, hey, we're going to this thing. Shut the fuck up. Unless I tell you to talk.
All right, I'm trying to remember.
Unlike Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
Who's well, he also threatened you with a gun.
Yes.
It worked.
Theo's a violent man.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just waiting for the point where you just actually just pulled the trigger.
Hey, I could take it.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
Oh, this
not
was,
many, but
this
you could.
Was the thing you could have done. I was like, I knew that Toluga had a weird thing for charisma stuff. The visage of the Plope.
Yeah.
One of the things when you cover your head with the spectral lobster is wisdom of the Plope. Which gives you advantage on insight and persuasion checks.
Ah.
So next
it's
time.
It's still a plus zero.
Okay. But it'll give you advantage for next time.
Do you love the spectral lobster?
Yeah. I somehow missed that.
It's new.
What's your HP?
103.
66.
Oh, okay.
Were we all deducing That's... what the inevitable infighting is going to be about?
Yeah. When the PvP happens.
If the PvP happens, it's... I just have to roll real well on
PvP happens. I'm going to have to talk to Ryan about the flexibleness.
What kind of damage do you deal?
Piercing.
I half that, don't I?
If you're raging.
Not my guns are magical, so it does. You only do it from
physical.
No, you only do it from non-magical.
I think
rage is non-magical.
I think it's just piercing slashing damage. Possibly. I'm actually looking that up because I think it came up
because the infighting is going to come soon.
Yeah, we probably should get it nailed down now, I suppose.
Yeah. So on that topic, can I deflect his bullets?
You can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But
I'm going to have to roll real hot to reduce the damage.
It just here. It doesn't say anything about magic. It just says I get
rage is
resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
I'm pretty sure. I thought.
Yeah. So it doesn't specify it has to be magical. I think they do that on purpose so that barbarians stay.
Barbarian-y.
Yeah, because like most monster stuff like gets
magical, so
magical
piercing,
whatever. Usually around like fifth or sixth level, most monsters have that in the stat block somewhere. Yeah, it just says your resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage, but I don't think it says anything about it being a magical attack. So yeah, when the inevitable PvP happens, since you guys are at each other's fucking throats lately.
I'm not at anyone's throat.
I think you don't realize how many daggers are pointed at you, basically.
I'm just here needling
buttons.
You're lucky I
always thought it was from magical, non-magical items, but
you're lucky I nat won the slap across your face.
Yeah. That was very poetic. I like that a lot.
I didn't.
Oh, then it'll be two turns.
Oh, yeah. We also learned that obviously RIP Variant Mouse.
I know. Sad. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry, Very Mouse. You're our best fan. I didn't mean to kill you immediately. It was just for the plot. So
I liked your questions to him.
Oh, I wanted them to be the worst questions to piss off Lorenzo. That was the whole idea.
Because you were like, how you doing?
I'm freaking dead.
It's because I was like, that counted.
It's because he was like, do you have them ready? And I didn't.
Yeah.
So, but do it. I don't
rip, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that Speak with Dead spell. It's so funny.
It is funny.
I was
a lot of potential.
Yeah, glad I could talk to the snake.
I was honestly, though, I was thinking about just asking for and then leaving the room.
Can't do that
until
to
he told you how
that's
miserable it was.
I did. If it was anybody else, I would have. Like, that's why I asked if I could ask someone in the room, because that's what I wanted to do. But then when you guys were like, Very Mouse, I was like, all right, I can't do it there. But.
Well, I literally based that rule off the D&D movie where they
which is the reason I was going to do it.
They ask a skeleton four questions and then leave, and he's like, "Hello,
yeah.
I'm back." Also, weirdly enough, all the skeletons in that scene are played by the guys from Auntie Donna's Playhouse, the like Australian like sketch comedy.
Yeah,
such a people. Weird detail.
Yeah,
I love those
for
guys.
Some, yeah, they're all of the skeletons in that scene.
That's so funny.
And you really notice it when you know it. Yeah. Like when you're like, oh yeah, look at his little weird head. I know that guy. Yeah. All right.
Good
well,
thing I spoke to the snake.
Great job, everyone, for avoiding another fight, you little shits. Yeah, I guess we'll figure out what the hell we're gonna do next session. I guess right now the plan is you guys are gonna try to somehow get Monza to eat a poison donut.
What do you mean somehow? It's a sweet. He's a devil. Of course he's gonna eat it.
Sure. Yeah.
Don't. Sure. Yeah. It's established. They love sweets. Sure,
okay. He's still gonna, you know, get by his food tester.
Yeah.
All right. Well, plan it between now and wherever the fuck we recorded.
I got an idea.
Okay. Cool.
Always do. Mark, get us out of here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Especially you, Variant Mouse. Moment of silence if we could. Anyways, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. And, I mean, we're still in the Underdark, so Theo's fucked. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.